The World Health Organization has now declared monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern. That is the highest alert level the group can declare, and it indicates monkeypox has spread to the point where a global response might be required.
As monkeypox cases increase, California declared a state of emergency over the outbreak. This decision made California the third state in the nation to declare a state of emergency, right behind New York and Illinois. Hundreds of people waited in line at Zuckerberg's San Francisco General Hospital, hoping to get a monkeypox vaccine, many leaving without it after hours of waiting.
Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. So as you've just seen, so far, three states in the USA have declared a state of emergency with regards to the outbreak of monkeypox. And we've got more than 18,000 cases worldwide and more than 5,000 in the USA alone. So in this video, I really wanted to dig into monkeypox to find out whether or not it really does represent a risk of becoming a global pandemic and therefore having a massive implication for the global financial economy, or whether this is another storm in a teacup, whether this is something that's being blown out of proportion by the mainstream media just to fill the pages and get everybody reading their articles. So in today's video, we'll have a look into the disease itself. We'll talk about how long it's been around. We'll have a look at how many cases there are right now all across the world. We'll talk about how many deaths there have been. And then we'll look at the one company in the world that produces a vaccine. So this isn't a financial recommendation. I'm not giving you investment advice. But this company holds a monopoly position right now with regards to monkeypox. And if it does keep spreading rapidly, as it has done over the last month or so, this potentially could represent a fantastic opportunity for this company. So I'll share with you the details of what that company is, and we'll look at the share price, what's been happening over the last 3 to 6 months, and whether or not there is potential for this company to capitalize going forward. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think the implications of the monkeypox outbreak are for the global economy and whether or not this does represent a genuine threat for the rest of 2022 and going into 2023. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. I've gone past the magic 100,000 figure, but I would like to keep growing the channel, so if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. Don't forget I always include chapters in these videos, so if there's a section you're not that interested in, it's really easy to skip over it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube's Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon.
The virus was first identified in 1958 when two outbreaks of a pox-like disease occurred in colonies of research monkeys, hence the name, monkeypox. But this is a bit of a misnomer. The natural reservoir for monkeypox has not been identified, but is most likely rodents or similar creatures. Now, since 1970, human cases of monkeypox have been reported in 11 African countries, and the first outbreak outside the continent was in 2003 in the United States. Cases were reported across several states in the Midwest linked to infected pet prairie dogs, which had been housed with rats and dormice imported from Ghana. An outbreak in Nigeria that started in 2017 has been linked to over 500 suspected cases and more than 200 confirmed cases, and that continues today. While monkeypox generally spreads to people from infected wild animals, such as rodents and primates, found in the rainforests of Central and West Africa. But human-to-human transmission can also occur. According to the CDC, infection can develop after close contact with an infected individual, such as an exposure to broken skin, mucous membranes, respiratory droplets, infected body fluids, or even contact with contaminated linen. However, monkeypox isn't thought to be airborne like COVID-19. Well, the CDC says 7 to 14 days after infection, the first symptoms usually appear. They're usually flu-like, such as fever, chills, exhaustion, headache, and muscle weakness. The symptoms are then usually followed by swelling in the lymph nodes, which help the body fight infection and disease. Next comes a widespread rash on the face and body, which can also be felt inside the mouth and on the palm of the hands and soles of the feet. Patients also develop painful raised poxes. Those are pearly and fluid-filled, often surrounded by red circles. The lesions finally scab over and resolve. The current outbreak is under investigation, but what we do know is that while anyone can get or spread monkeypox, The CDC says a notable fraction of cases in the current outbreak are happening among gay and bisexual men. Now, monkeypox isn't considered a sexually transmitted disease, but close and intimate contact is a significant factor for spread. The age of people in this current outbreak has mostly been people under the age of 50. Also notable, because older people likely had received the smallpox vaccine before the disease was eradicated, and that smallpox vaccine probably offered protection against monkeypox as well.
This chart shows the number of confirmed cases globally over the last 3 months. As of the 6th of May, there was only one confirmed case globally. By the end of May, the number of cases had increased to 574. That figure had doubled to more than 1,000 cases by the 5th of June. The number of cases doubled again by the 15th of June to more than 2,100. By the 28th of June, the number of cases was above 5,000. The figure rose above 10,000 on the 11th of July. By the 19th of July, there were more than 15,000 cases. And by the 1st of August, we have over 23,000 cases. So you can see that there has been a massive increase in the number of cases over the last 6 weeks or so. So we are seeing a rapid increase in the number of confirmed monkeypox cases globally. Now, obviously, 23,000 cases is still relatively small in the context of a population of almost 8 billion people on the planet. But the concern from the health organizations is the rapid growth in the number of cases. So it isn't the absolute number, it's the fact that we're seeing a doubling in the number of cases every couple of weeks. And if that carries on, then it could become a huge problem for the whole world. Now, as detailed earlier in the video, monkeypox has been around for a long period of time. However, the cases have been confined to Africa historically. This map shows the current number of cases across the globe, and the orange circles here indicate countries that historically have not seen cases of monkeypox. So these are new outbreaks, and the size of these circles relates to the size of the outbreak. And you can see that we've got some large circles in a variety of countries all across the globe. And that's what's causing concern amongst health officials. And if we now go on to look at the actual figures, you can see that on the 1st of August, the country with the most cases globally is the USA, with more than 5,800 reported cases. Now, one of the concerns among health officials is that this is the official number. So these are the people who've actually gone to their physician and reported a problem and they've been recorded officially. Now, obviously, there will be many more cases than officially registered. So it's likely that in the USA, we've got significantly more than 5,800. It could be double, it could be quadruple, it could be significantly higher than that. Nobody really knows the full scale of this outbreak. And as detailed earlier in the video, transmission of this disease is contact with a person who has monkeypox right now. And it doesn't have to be full-blown monkeypox. It doesn't have to be the boils that we saw earlier in the video. It could be contact with somebody who isn't showing symptoms, and that's the concern. The country with the next highest number of cases is Spain, with over 4,000. Then Germany, with more than 2,600. The United Kingdom, 2,500 plus. France. Brazil has around 1,000 official cases. The Netherlands, over 900. Canada, more than 800. Portugal, more than 600. Italy, almost 500. Belgium, almost 400. Peru, over 300. Now, Democratic Republic of Congo and Nigeria are both marked with blue circles here. And that indicates that they have historically had outbreaks previously. So monkeypox is not new for these countries. However, all the other countries here with the orange circles, it is a new disease. I'll just go on to pick out a few other countries here. Denmark has almost 100 cases, Sweden almost 90, Ireland 85, and Australia has 45 cases. Now, this chart shows the number of deaths that have been recorded so far directly related to the monkeypox virus. And you can see that the total number of deaths is only 9. So this is nowhere near COVID-19 pandemic territory yet. However, the concern amongst health officials is the rate of increase in the number of deaths. Now, this table shows the spread of those deaths by country. A 41-year-old man in Brazil was the first fatality outside of Africa. And shortly afterwards, Spain announced two deaths, which were the first recorded in Europe. The WHO has confirmed that the monkeypox outbreak represents a global health emergency, which is the highest level of alert that the WHO issues. A public health emergency of international concern is designed to trigger a coordinated international response and could unlock funding to collaborate on sharing vaccines and treatments. The White House said the declaration was a call to action for the world community to stop the spread of the virus. The WHO and national governments have been facing intense pressure from scientists and public health experts to take more action on monkeypox. Cases of the viral disease have ballooned since the committee first met at the end of June, when there were only around 3,000 cases globally. At that time, the expert group agreed to reconsider their position on the emergency declaration if the outbreak escalated. One of the key issues driving a reassessment was whether cases would spread to other groups, particularly children or others who've been vulnerable to virus in past outbreaks in endemic countries. One of the major concerns is that cases have now been identified in children in the USA. Two cases have been officially reported so far in separate households, and it's likely that this is the result of transmission from another member of that household. In terms of the fatality rate, the World Health Organization have stated the following. In most cases, the symptoms of monkeypox go away on their own within a few weeks. However, in some people, an infection can lead to medical complications and even death. Newborn babies, children, and people with underlying immune deficiencies may be at risk of more serious symptoms and death from monkeypox. Complications from monkeypox include secondary skin infections, pneumonia, confusion, and eye problems. In the past, between 1% and 10% of people with monkeypox have died. It is important to note that death rates in different settings may differ due to a number of factors, such as access to healthcare. These figures may be an overestimate because surveillance for monkeypox has generally been limited in the past. So as we're all fully aware, the response from global health organisations to the COVID-19 pandemic was to roll out mass vaccination programmes. And as the vaccinations took hold, the number of cases generally came down. So there is a possibility that we could see a similar programme happening for monkeypox. So how many vaccines are there out there right now? Well, the simple answer for that is that so far, there is only one official vaccine that's been approved by the World Health Organization specifically for monkeypox. There are some other vaccines that relate to smallpox, which is a family member of monkeypox, but there's only one for monkeypox. And that vaccine has been developed by a Danish company called Bavarian Nordic.
Danish vaccine maker Bavarian Nordic, which makes the only FDA-licensed monkeypox vaccine, said it will meet demand.
It's just like a traditional vaccine. It builds your immune system. It stimulates your immune system so you are better prepared to fight the monkeypox you are infected with.
Now, as I mentioned at the start of the video, I'm not providing investment advice in this video. I'm not recommending that anybody goes out and buys shares in Bavarian Nordic. All I'm doing is giving you the bare facts. I'm telling you what's going on with regards to monkeypox, and I'm telling you that there's only one vaccine provider globally. Now let's have a look at what's happened to the share price of Bavarian Nordic over the last 12 months. You can see that this time last year, the share price for the company was trading at around about 250 Danish kroner. Now, midway through 2021, the share price got up to around 350 Danish kroner. However, by September 2022, the share price had fallen to a low of around 115 Danish kroner. Now, by the end of June, the price was up to around 230 Danish kroner. However, since the global monkeypox outbreak, the share price has taken off and is now trading at above 380 Danish kroner. Now, as I've said twice in this video already, this is not investment advice. I'm not recommending that anybody buys any shares in Bavarian Nordic. What I'm doing is sharing with you the sort of analysis that I do for my own personal investing. And I like to look at companies that I think have got an edge and some sort of competitive advantage. And obviously, if you're the only company that's authorized by the World Health Organization to provide vaccines for a certain disease, then that puts you in a very good position if that disease starts spreading globally. And that's the position that Bavarian Nordic are in right now. Monkeypox is starting to take off. There are only 23,000 cases so far, so it isn't anywhere near the COVID-19 pandemic, and it may never get to those levels. But what we're seeing around the world is that a lot of countries are taking this outbreak very seriously. The fact that we've seen three states in the USA declare a state of emergency and demand more vaccines means that there's increasing demand for this vaccine from all across the globe. So that could potentially represent very good news for this company, and it'll be interesting to see what does happen with the share price. So I'll keep you posted on Bavarian Nordic. We'll have a look at some point over the next few months as to what does actually happen with the share price. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, as you'll know if you follow the channel, I like to dive deeper into these sort of issues and find out the facts and really get a good feel as to what's going on. And monkeypox has been all across the mainstream media for the last few weeks, and it's likely that we'll see this story running for at least the next few weeks. We are seeing a really rapid increase in the number of cases, and we're seeing states of emergency being declared in various places across the globe. And I think it's probable that we will see a continuation of those increases. If we've only got 23,000 cases right now, it's pretty easy to keep doubling that number. If we get to more than 1 million cases, then I think we may have a real problem on our hands. And I think it's possible that we could see a rapid increase in the number of cases over the next 3 to 6 months. Now, that will have a massive impact on the global economy, because if we have another health scare, then it's going to cause chaos. If we had anything touching a global pandemic, it would cause the recession that we think is just around the corner already to really accelerate. Now, hopefully that won't happen, but there is a real chance here that monkeypox could come up on the rails. Nobody's been expecting another disease to pop up. We don't have very good vaccinations in place right now. Smallpox was eradicated all across the world historically, so most people have not had a smallpox vaccination. So we don't have natural immunity to this disease. Now, on the plus side, the symptoms for the vast majority of people do appear to be relatively mild. There can be some painful outbreaks. It does look like these lesions are really not very pleasant, and they can leave a bit of a scar. But in the vast majority of cases, the disease passes in the normal course. However, if this disease does start affecting children and causing them major problems, then that could cause real issues. So the summary so far is that the number of cases that we've seen globally is relatively low, less than 25,000, and the number of deaths is less than 10. So it doesn't really look like a cause for concern today. However, the worrying trend is that we're seeing a rapid growth in the number of cases and the number of deaths. Now, if that growth rate continues, then we could have a real problem on our hands. We're not there yet. There's no need to panic. There's no cause for concern right now. But I wanted to make this video really to just flag this as an issue, something that's bubbling away in the background that potentially could become more and more of an issue if it continues spreading at the rate it's spreading right now. And the problem that we have is that only one company in the world makes a vaccine that's been approved for this disease, and it just doesn't have the capacity to be able to produce the number of doses needed if we did get to global pandemic levels. So hopefully we won't get to that situation. We won't get to a point where there is a global panic. But I just wanted to share the information with you, make sure that you understand exactly where we are, what the situation is with regards to this disease and how it's treated. So hopefully you found today's video useful, informative and educational. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me that thumbs up, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.